The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, new research has shed light on exactly how much time some teenagers are spending on TikTok every day. A pool of 21 teenagers handed over their phones for the study, giving first-hand insight into their world of social media. And to discuss these findings, I'm now joined by journalist and consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner, Katrina Redmond. You're very welcome to the show. So, how many videos per day?
On average, 708 videos per day. It's pretty horrific now, I have to say.
Now, I did look at a video online of some of the content they're seeing, and this is just sort of rapid fire, isn't it? It's not long form videos.
No, it's really short. The videos are pretty much timed between 30 seconds to 60 seconds each. The teenagers themselves are stopping for maybe 5 seconds on each video. If they are watching a video, they're watching it at double time. So they're getting this really rapid endorphin shift, this really, really quick feedback loop where they're feeling great. They keep on scrolling, they keep on scrolling. And this is what they talk about when they talk about doom scrolling. This is what they talk about when they talk about words like brain rot. This is what these young people are watching. And on average, the young people that were sampled were watching for an hour and 41 minutes a day, every day of the week.
And this is just a study of, as you say, these young teenagers, but I'm sure there's plenty of adults out there who are doing exactly the same thing. Do we know how it is affecting their brains? Do we know how they're feeling when they're not watching TikTok? Because it sounds like it's really addictive.
It is addictive. And I'm saying that from my opinion. And I think it's really important that we chat about this in a realistic manner. There are agencies in the US who have been prosecuting the likes of TikTok and other short form media platforms because the content and the algorithm which has been set up is addictive. The teenagers themselves are reporting and saying that they feel sad, that they feel lonely when they're not using the social media apps. But equally, they're also feeling guilty and they're feeling bad about themselves for spending so much time on the apps.
Surely the real worlds that we're all living in, right, where you're going to school, where you're trying to watch a movie that might be 2 hours long, where you're trying to read a book, it must seem in some ways unbearably slow if you're living in this environment. You're not getting those quick hits.
Well, I think so. And also, you know, we're seeing this in the increase in people using their mobile phones in cinemas. We're seeing this on the telly when we're watching TV shows. Like, you're seeing TV shows come up with hashtags before and after the ad breaks. You're seeing people being encouraged to interact with the hashtags. I mean, even obviously we're talking today and we want to encourage people to discuss the topic, but that will be discussed on social media as well. Social media is pervasive and invasive in our everyday life, and it's something that we have to learn to live with. But how do we learn to live that with it in a healthy manner? I'm really reminded, I was actually talking to my own teenagers about it this morning, and I'm really reminded of, does anybody remember the movie WALL-E? Where the two robots, and it's all to do with overconsumption, and it's all to do with what happens to a planet when it becomes overconsumed, and what happens to the people when they consume too much digital media. And actually what happened in that movie, I know it's a cartoon, but the people were basically rolling around in cars and wheelchairs watching the videos all day long and not interacting with the environment. And when they put those away, their life improved.
Do we know what exactly they are watching, and do we know what time of the day they're watching these 708 videos?
So interestingly, and obviously they're not using TikTok or Instagram or any of these short form video apps outside or inside of school hours. So it's all happening outside. But for some of those young people who have circumvented the age limits, they're using it, you know, between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. in the morning. So you can only imagine what their sleep is like, what their mental health is like. And I would say, from an informed perspective, as a youth volunteer and also from a mum of teenagers, if you don't have those limits set in place for teenagers, that is absolutely going to be the case. They're not going to sleep. They're not going to perform well in school. They're going to struggle with their attention. And it's really important that we have a very kind of open conversation about this. And interestingly enough, the UK have come out with some news about that this morning.
Well, they are now going to introduce, it appears, the social media ban for the under 16s. You say we need to have a realistic conversation about this, that we need to find a way to live alongside social media and ensure that it is a healthy influence in our lives. Is that, in your opinion, the answer?
I'm not so sure that putting these restrictions in place is the answer. I mean, when we take a look at what they're talking about doing in the UK, and it is very interesting because they're going to restrict the use of TikTok and short form video apps at night. So young people won't be able to use it between 10 p.m. at night and I think 6 a.m. in the morning. And they're also extending it beyond the age of 16 towards young people who are aged under 18. So that's really interesting as well. But I also think that there's a big kind of education picture here as well from a point of view of parents and from a point of view of consumers. How do we set limits? How do we set limits for our young people? How do we set limits for ourselves? Because our young people are mirroring how we're using social media. I mean, I'd be prone to picking up TikTok, picking up Instagram and going on a scroll and then looking at my phone and going, realising I've just spent 20 minutes.
And you mightn't even, I mean, I find I'm on the phone and I'm not necessarily, I'm actually not on TikTok. I just did not need that in my life. But I am on Instagram, or I'm just reading the news, yeah, or I'm on my email, or I'm doing some sort of admin. But all the children see is me on my phone.
Exactly.
They don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. And we really do need to take a look at what we're doing as well as what the young people are doing, because it is addictive for adults as well as it is for young people of all ages. And if it's impacting young people, it's definitely impacting adults as well.
Do you think, though, we here in Ireland are moving in that direction when we see more and more countries, and we do tend to follow suit with what happens in the UK, to this all-out ban?
I'm not sure. I mean, the committee, the Oireachtas committee, met on this only last month, and all of the social media companies came in and said, oh no, our content is not addictive, despite all of these court cases against them and despite this evidence which has been provided this week. I think that we're going to be slow to follow suit. An awful lot of the funding for Irish and for us, for our community, for our society comes from these exact social media companies who have headquarters here in Dublin.
Yeah, we have a totally different environment, don't we, here in Ireland than they do in the UK.
Yeah.
Which does seem to be influencing opinion. All right, Katrina Redmond, journalist and consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for joining us on that. My thanks to you all at home for getting in touch with us on the show today and for listening. If you've missed anything, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. My team today, Cormac McDonough was on sound, producers Alex Russo, Helena O'Toole and Dee King, research by David O'Connor, and the broadcast assistant was Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.